Good evening. It is. I know. Here I am in the middle. Everybody just left the room. It's me and Mary Ellen Withrow here in the room right now. Everybody else took a hiatus there as soon as the program started. 6:10 in the p.m. The WWGH 4-year anniversary program. Mary Ellen, it's so good to see you.
Yes, happy anniversary.
Well, thank you. Thank you for coming.
That's a wonderful thing to have an anniversary. I get excited about those.
Well, you know, 4 years, we celebrated the first year because we thought, oh, thank God we're still here.
Yes.
And then after 4 years, we thought, well, it's time for another celebration.
Yes, good.
A lot accomplished here, luckily, in the last 4 years, and hopefully able to continue on with good community radio that inform the people here in Marion.
That's right. Well, that's what it's all about.
Well, that's what, you know, media in general has become so corporate. I think that radio is one of the last vestiges of community.
Yes. Well, I think radio is really important. I listen to the radio a lot in the night when I can't sleep. And when I'm in the car, that's when I listen to the radio.
Well, it's a friend when you're driving down the road. Whoever married the radio to the car was very smart because it has always been there. And I think that's what's kept radio moving when other mediums have seen big dips.
Yes. Yeah, I think so, too. Yeah, I listen to you all the time now on my radio.
Oh, well, I appreciate that.
I do.
I hope it's all good.
Yes.
Okay. We it's interesting because we have been able to have so many people in the political world on. And that's Ted Strickland just a few weeks ago.
I know. I was on here with Ted, and that was great to see him. And you know, he's doing well. And, I always enjoy seeing everybody that I've known and haven't seen for a while.
Well, Governor Strickland, I should say, what a genuinely nice guy he is.
Oh, he is. He's super duper. Yeah.
Just a kind, easygoing, nice man. And not shy about his opinions, which is good.
That's right. And you know, what he tells you is the truth,
Well, when he was in here the last time, he said, "Now hit me with any. Don't be afraid to ask anything," and that's a nice thing to have.
Yeah, it is.
Yeah, and I hope that the people out there listening are hearing in the background. There are a lot of people here tonight. Terry Klein's in here, our resident videographer for events like this, the Christmas party. Events that we do, the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams, is floating around here. Terry Tackett and Adam Lepp are here, Linda Sims, Charlie Evers, Glenna Savage, pretty well everybody who's on the station at this point, I think. And what?
Rodney Dangerfield.
Oh, well, they dug him up just for this event. just for this one. It's an interesting thing. Oh, and I do want to mention the supporters of this event, Domino's Pizza, who very nicely provided food for people here tonight to eat, and L&P Cake Shop did a very nice job with the cake.
Yes, well, they make good cake.
They do.
Yeah.
And there's only a few places in Marion right now where you can get cake outside of the grocery store.
That's right.
So it's kind of interesting. Oh, Sean Kraft has made it now. He'll take over the head controls here now as he comes in. Sean, you move in here? All right, I'll move over there. Okay, so we'll move around here.
There you go. No, I haven't heard from you. Now, that was a lot of silence there on the radio. That was more silence than we're used to here at WWGH. But are the mics on? Are we good now?
Yeah, we're good.
Okay. Now, WWGH Radio, 4th anniversary. Now, the only other person who was here on day one was Sean.
Yes.
Yes.
Day one.
Do you remember who our first guest was?
Our first guest was, he wanted to dress me.
So you asked him to dress you.
Dick.
Kiefer.
Kiefer.
Oh, yes.
Yes.
Dick Kiefer was your day number one.
Really?
Is he still with us?
He's still with us.
He doesn't still have his store.
No, the store closed down after our interview.
Yeah.
But not directly. I don't think it was a consequence of the interview we did.
Yeah.
But yes, the store has closed down. But Dick came in day number one because the story that day was that he was closing his children's department, I think was what it was.
Oh.
So he came, he was our first guest. So we've asked that trivia question. I don't think anybody got that one. They got all other 16 of them, but that was the one that nobody got. Linda Sims
is here with us as well. Sit down and join us here, Linda.
How are you?
It's certainly a party atmosphere here at the station tonight. Sean, you came in from Delaware for this event. What are your memories from the first day? Beside, there was no air conditioning where we were.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
It was hot that day. It was a hot day.
It was a hot day, and let's see. It was a lot of work getting everything set up, but after we got it all set up, it was awesome.
You know, that's a little side note of the trip. We were supposed to start on Memorial Day, but the wiring in the building we were in did not cooperate on Memorial Day, so we had to postpone it 2 weeks, and that's how we got to June the 10th.
Yes.
Which works out okay.
Yeah.
It works out perfect.
When Mary Ellen was in December, I had counted it up. 10 years we've been doing interviews.
I was wondering how long it had been.
10 years.
Yes, it was, I know, seemed like a long time ago.
It has been, and we've covered a few elections.
Yes.
Some were happier than others.
Oh, that's right. It seemed like, wasn't I still in office?
Yes, yes, you were.
So 10 years ago isn't correct.
Yeah, it should be a little longer.
Yeah, it's more like 20 years.
Oh, my. That's how long I've been bugging people. More than 20. That's true.
Yeah.
Because you were still in office. Yes, that is right. Because I think we, you know, if I'm not mistaken, I'd have to think about it, but I think I was still at MRN.
You were.
And you had done, it was a 2000 election.
Yeah.
And you couldn't get anybody to talk to you. But you talked, which was nice. So that was fun.
Yeah.
That was an interesting time.
Yes.
You know what I was thinking when I saw the cake that we got? There were cakes in the news this week. What did you make of the cake story that the Supreme Court ruled on?
Well, I don't know anything about it.
Oh, this is an interesting story.
Is it? I thought I heard everything that happened.
Oh,
but
this
I
is
missed
good.
That.
This is good.
Capitol Hill is now loaded with cake.
Have you heard about this, Ted?
No, I have not. I was listening to Mary. I have not as well.
Oh, the musical act is here, so we'll talk while they're set up. But yes, what happened was the couple, or the gentleman in Colorado who owned the cake shop, who did not want to make the cake for the same sex.
Yes. Yeah, okay.
And the Supreme Court ruled that he doesn't have to make the cake.
Okay.
What do you think that's, what do you make of that?
I was kind of surprised that they would do that.
It's kind of narrow.
Yeah.
Is it one of those states that doesn't approve of same-sex marriages?
Yeah, Colorado.
Oh, Colorado. Okay.
Colorado.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's interesting because it's a narrow decision.
Yeah.
And it only applies to cakes. It doesn't apply to anything else.
Yeah, well, you got two Barbie dolls up there on the top of the cake, or you got two Kens. You know, it makes the kids look at it like, oh.
Well, are they allergic to... I would think that'd be bad for commerce. Because now that he's not going to get the money from people who want to purchase cakes.
Ladies and gentlemen, the band is on their way in.
The band is on their way in. I don't know. I think it's an interesting topic. And
listen
to
me. Have you asked Miss Mary Ellen?
Go right ahead.
The question that I asked you earlier.
No, I haven't. Go ahead.
I did. I in fact asked her off the microphone here. I asked Miss Mary Ellen, had she ever heard or known of anything where someone has robbed a bank and the money that was recovered had her signature on it? She said, not that she can recall or whatever, but what she did tell me was this, that the money recovered from Saddam Hussein were bills signed by her.
Oh, I did not know that.
Hey, I like that story better than bank robbery story.
That's good.
Yeah, but another thing, I was in Santa Fe.
I
was walking in it was pretty much a residential area, but there was a bank. And that bank, they came running out of the bank. They had just robbed the bank.
And Mary Ellen's in traffic right there.
I was a little ways away, thank goodness. I wasn't right there, but I was headed toward the bank. And when I got there, they were telling me about it. Of course, everything was, it was chaotic. But I almost experienced a bank robbery. I experienced them leaving it.
You're moving out the getaway.
Yes.
You experienced the getaway. You know, it's interesting because when it comes to money and banks, I, for the longest time, I have never heard of a bank robbery in Mary. And then the last few years, we've had four or five of them.
Well, when I was state treasurer, we had bank robberies seemed like every day in Columbus.
Yeah.
And we put in bulletproof glass in the treasurer's office because of that.
Oh.
I said, you know, we've got as much money as most of the banks in there. And so, you know, they have bulletproof glass in there.
Now, Charlie tells a story about a robbery and a bank robbery, right, Marion?
Charlie's here.
Oh.
Yeah. I don't know where he is. He's in the other room somewhere.
He's talking back there.
He's back there talking. Yeah, remember that story he told about a bank robbery?
I can't remember.
It was like the oddest one or something. Or the biggest one in Marion County or something.
We've got Charlie.
I think that
green.
Was Joe Ione, wasn't it?
Was that Joe Ione?
I think that was Joe Ione.
What, Charlie told us.
Joe Ione's no longer with us.
Yeah.
God rest him. He was boy. Now, there was a newsman.
Yeah, he was a very nice man.
Yeah, the neighborhood news with
here's
Joe
Ione. Charlie now. We're asking.
Charlie, maybe he'll fill us in on this.
Charlie.
What?
Charlie, don't fall down.
That's what I was like.
Watch where your feet are walking.
Didn't you talk about a story years ago about a bank robber in Marion?
Yeah.
What was that? It was the biggest one in Marion County, right?
Yeah, it was. Yeah, I think Mary Ellen would remember that. When National City was robbed, they took the personnel and, how was it?
Put them in the vault. I can't remember. What year was it?
Yeah. Oh boy, it must have been back in the 60s.
Yeah.
Or before. But they, I don't know how they, I can't remember all the details, but they went to the home of the bank employees, the top people, and somehow, but it all ended up, the guys, in fact, one of the people they arrested was a brother of a policeman.
Oh, really?
But, it was... Yeah.
Interesting.
I wish I could remember the details.
I remember him telling that story on the radio one time.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No,
that was big.
Yeah.
Well, Charlie, you were here, have been here the entire time, all 4 years, since you went on day number two, started.
Yeah.
So what's your favorite memory?
Oh, golly.
I know Mr. McFeely was a big
one. I think that's it. Mr.
Yeah.
McFeely, yes.
Yeah, he's been here three times with us.
Yeah, after watching him all those years, and then meeting him and seeing him in person, that was something.
That was and then rode in the parade with us a couple
times. Yes.
That was always an enjoyable experience.
And what surprised me kind of, I guess because maybe his popularity or Mr. Rogers' popularity was a few years ago, people didn't seem to know who he was in the parade.
Right here.
Oh, some waved and hollered, but the younger generation had no idea who he was.
The parade was very reserved.
Yeah, oh, it was. He told me that.
For the amount of people that they say come to that parade, it's a very reserved crowd.
He told me that he noticed how the people were kind of quiet.
Yeah, they were. They were very quiet.
Yeah.
Very kind of sentiment. You rode in those parades.
I did.
What was your take on that?
It was very calm, I thought. I mean, to me, I had fun.
Tonight's password is calm.
I expected a lot of waving and yelling at Mr. McFeely, but it really didn't happen.
You know, I think,
no.
To be honest with you, I think it years ago when they used to throw out the popcorn. But now they don't have the popcorn anymore.
Well, my favorite part of the whole experience was Mr. McFeely. I mean, he won't mind me saying he wears a wig. Because the costume
is
not his hair, that's not his hat, but he dressed at the studio and then stood in the back of a pickup truck as we're driving down Delaware Avenue, and I thought that hat and that wig are going to blow right off the top of his head and land somewhere in Delaware Avenue. He must have those things glued on there pretty good.
He looks a lot different in costume.
Doesn't he?
Yes.
You would never know that that was him.
That's right.
If you did not know. That it was, he's totally no mustache, no glasses, hair's a different color.
There's a lot of actors are like that.
It takes them quite a while to get ready.
Well, hey, listen, I've been wearing a wig for a long time. No,
I didn't. That's Ted Williams with us.
Yes,
and a whole lot of people here tonight. But that was always a big event when Mr. McFeely would come in.
Oh, yes.
Yeah.
I was Grand Marshal of the parade one year when I was still state treasurer.
Oh.
And I got, it was a day that President Clinton was in Columbus, and I got lost from my car, my driver, and we couldn't find each other, and I was late for the parade, and my office kept calling and telling them I'd be there, so I was like in the middle of the parade instead of, you know, where you normally would be.
There are weird happenings that go on with that parade because the town almost shuts down.
Yeah.
You can't. The chairs are out. You can't get anywhere. Yeah. It's a whole different world.
Sometimes the chairs are out a week ahead of time. I often wondered if anyone came along and helped themselves to the chairs. Yeah. And I guess that happens every now and then.
Oh, I can imagine it would.
Yeah.
I can imagine. I remember Mr. McFeely being a big day. What's been your favorite day in 4 years, Sean?
Oh, geez. That's a good question. Probably, probably when we brought those, what do they call those horn people in?
Well, that was early on.
Yeah.
Cheese
something.
What are they called, Charlie? They're here.
Big elephant horns.
Oh, what were they? Cheese with wine? Wine with cheese?
Oh, the alpine horns.
Yeah.
Yes.
They went out in the mall.
Music. Cheese with music.
Yes. Yeah.
That was the name. Cheese with music.
I thought that was pretty cool.
That was something very unusual to see in person.
Yeah. So I thought that was pretty good.
Yeah, that was a lot of fun. I remember that. And the trips to New York and to Pittsburgh and next week to LaRue. That's the most exotic trip we're going to take.
I saw you guys when I went past Pittsburgh last week.
And the times we've been able to have the League of Women Voters on here, that's a nice community service.
Yes, that is.
And, we talk about things, I think, here that other people don't talk about. We talk politics. We talk cake baking. We talk about LaRue. Well, just so we can start the tote now, Mary Ellen, is it LaRue or LaRue?
Well, I don't know, but I say LaRue.
LaRue.
Yes.
One for LaRue.
Yeah.
Mark it down. And we're about to have a performance by a very talented group,
yes,
to be sure.
And they're going to play just for you, Mary Ellen.
Oh, okay.
It's going to be a dedicated performance.
Yeah.
All right, Sean, are we ready?
On.
Oh, this is a talented group of kids. I will tell you that should be.
Are you going to move that mic around?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, if we got a soloist here. You can do it. The man with the golden group is going to introduce.
The Leshetsky brothers, okay.
Here we go.
All
Ted,
right.
I'm going to turn it over to the man with the golden voice, Ted Williams.
Ted Williams, our music. Scott Spears. We're here at WWGH's 4th anniversary. We have a true delight coming up. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome the Leshetsky brothers. A one, a two. No, I'm just teasing.
Let's polka! I am here, I am there, I am everywhere. Oh, hello. are here, you are there, we are everywhere. Let's all play hide and seek. Apple, peach, and pumpkin pie, these are really all right. Let's all play hide and seek. Apple, peach, and pumpkin pie, these are really all right. Let's all play hide and seek.
Gentlemen, once again, the Leshetsky brothers. I have never heard that, the polka, played like that, especially in person. You guys are phenomenal. And the reason why it's one of my favorite songs is because every time World News Tonight breaks, you know, you ever see the World Channel 6, ABC, should I say, they always play that. And I used to, dun, 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 dun. You guys are superb. Once again, the Leshetsky brothers.
Beautiful.
Oh, yeah, I thought they
were. I was about to go again. Well, this is a talented, talented family. If you want to come up to the microphone and announce who you are for the radio audience, let's hear the names.
My name is Sebastian, and I am 9 years old.
Perfect.
My name is Matus, and I am 13.
Nice.
My name is Alexander, and I am 11 years old.
All right.
My name is Ursula, and I'm 7 years old.
Perfect. And father?
In the back of the room is my dad, and he is very old.
Oh! I love it.
Mind you, these kids are very articulate, in spite of the fact that they are playing reed instruments, and of course, my man over there on trumpet with a mouthpiece there, but they are very articulate. I want to give you guys and Daddy a very, very commendable job with raising your children.
Yes, we have a trombone, we have a saxophone, we have an accordion.
Is that a trombone?
Oh, my,
that's a trumpet.
Trumpet. See, that's why I never took you. I can't play anything. Mary Ellen. I didn't know. I'm not. Mary Ellen, what do you make of it? What a girl.
I've heard them many, many times. They used to come to Primrose, and they're marvelous. I just love to hear them.
Let's hear another group from the Leshetsky family.
Take my sunshine away.
the Rashiski
well
family.
Done, man. I'm Absolutely. Sorry. I'm having fun already.
We got time.
Man.
We got a whole another hour and a half
there
to go.
You go.
Oh,
that's
my
right.
goodness. Don't turn the dial.
And Mary Ellen would love to sign your $20 bill. Just bring it. No, I'm just teasing.
Charlie, this is your favorite group. There's a mic over there. Give Charlie the mic. Charlie, this is your favorite group, is it not? You love this.
Yeah.
Yes, we're going to knock over the studio, but don't worry. Go ahead. Are we still
on
the air?
One of my things in life is to listen to polka music, too.
You love the polka.
And so they just fit right in with what I like.
Oh, yeah. Terry, this is a fantastic group. They are kind enough to come to our Christmas parties, and now the four-year anniversary.
Yeah, it's always good when they play. I love just hearing their music. And one of my favorite times, actually, was, I think Charlie might have talked about it earlier, too. One of my favorite times was Mr. McFeely, too, one of the three visits that he made. So uh-huh. It's just, you know, 4 years, I'm blessed, man, to be.
What is going on in the other room? Because I haven't been in there yet.
Just a bunch of, fellowship just going on, just a bunch of people talking to one another and conversation.
Oh, we might pass the plate later on. This will be a very interesting thing. We're going to go to another performance here because they are so great, the Leschetsky family.
This song is a religious song about heaven. It's for you guys. It's called In Heaven There Is No Beer.
Leschetsky family.
And I had to remind myself that these kids are playing mouth instruments, and I could tell that they was a little bit salivating over their pizza as opposed to blowing into the tube. So I said, let me stop eating in front of the kids. And they were like, come on, we want some of that pizza now.
Oh, so how are they? Oh, okay. Well, there you go. Terry, come back in here. So you like the Mr. McFeely visits. Yeah. Of all the conversations we've had, and what resonates with you? You've been to a lot of these places we've been, New York, Pittsburgh.
Yeah, I was going to say, those are probably my two favorites, the New York interviews and then doing the Mr. McFeely thing at Pittsburgh.
The New York trip was a lot. Right. Yeah, Phil Donahue, 2 hours in the Wellington Hotel.
Whoa.
Next door to Carnegie Hall. That was
Radio City Music Hall.
Carnegie Hall.
Okay.
Carnegie Hall.
Oh, that's
with Phil Donahue.
Well, that's for the bougie people.
Is that what it is? Carnegie. Yeah. And we never knew we were next door to Carnegie Hall, Mary Ellen.
Until the end of our trip.
Because it was closed.
Yeah.
There was no big show going on there, so we were staying at the Wellington next door.
I,
I stayed right across the street, kind of catty-cornered in a, I don't know what it was. It was sort of a hotel. And I remember being so excited about the Carnegie Hall being right there.
Well, and Central Park is right to your left, 20 feet. You're down in Central Park.
You know Mary Ellen, man, stayed at some five-star places. Yeah, without a doubt.
We went to The View that day, that's right. And,
oh, you did.
Oh, yeah. We were,
on the View?
We were at The View. In the audience. We were at The View.
Special guest was Donald Rumsfeld that day.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
It was a Memorial Day.
It was a what was the week? We were there during a special week. Fleet Week.
Yes.
Oh. We were there during Fleet Week. Nobody knew it. They kept saying, boy, there's a lot of service people here in New York, and then found out it was Fleet Week.
Yeah.
Wow.
Now, a lot of protesting going on there, too.
But Fleet Week is, for people who don't know, Fleet Week is when soldiers get back from their tour. They go to New York because that's where they dock, and they have a lot of fun going in a lot of, you know, restaurants won't charge people, and they just let the soldiers come in. And that's a tremendous thing that we keep up
sailors,
to this day.
Sailors, it's the Navy.
No, I saw some other people there. I saw some Marines.
Fleet Week is the Navy. Who's got a fleet? It's the Navy.
It's the Navy. Yes, the Navy.
They do service for the Marines. The Marines hitch.
Marines, yeah. Now, the Republican Convention. We about didn't get out of there alive. That was close. The Republican Convention in Cleveland.
The funniest thing was, remember there, when the lady walked by and I said, boy, that lady's short, and it turned out to be Katie Kirk.
Yeah, now this is a...
You met Katie?
Well, no, he didn't.
I wish.
I would have died to meet.
We were in the media section. In the Nationwide Arena. Nationwide Arena?
Quicken Loans
Arena. And we're in the media section, and everybody's there because it's the Republican convention. And we're sitting there in between our shows one afternoon because we were on like 12 to 2, and then we did 7 to 8 or 9. It was a good spot. All these people were walking by, and one day I see Katie Couric coming my way. And Eileen Carey's got his back to her, and I say, hey, look who it is. And he, okay. And he didn't make any, like, reaction to her. Yeah. And I said, well, nice to meet you. It's, oh, you guys got a great spot, she said, and this thing. And he's looking at her, and she walks away, and I said, do you know who that was? And he said, oh, no, I think she works here.
Yes, she does.
It was Katie Couric.
Well, then the other lady I'm chasing from, she was from Telemundo or something, you know, what the...
Telemundo.
I thought it was Hoda Kotb, yeah. So I'm chasing her around trying to...
How many times did we see Wolf Blitzer in the restroom?
Oh,
we lost track of 13.
He's
Rod Stewart.
Oh, Rod Stewart. Charles Ailes.
That's right. You guys got a picture with
Roger Ailes.
Roger
Ailes.
Rod Stewart.
You guys got a picture with Rod Stewart.
Roger Ailes, Mary Ellen. Can you believe
it? I can believe it.
He's a imposing guy in person.
He's big.
Yeah. He started on Mike Douglas.
Is that right? Oh, I think of that Mike Douglas joke in the Nutty Professor when we'll leave it alone. Yeah. But I want to say something to the Lachette keeper.
Go right ahead.
Hey, listen, first of all, tell me your name again. I know you already told Scott. What's your name?
My name is Alexander.
Alexander, I'm going to start with you first, okay? You blow a saxophone. Is that a tenor, an alto, soprano?
It's an alto sax.
Alto sax. How long have you been blowing?
Almost 3 years. Or maybe 3 years.
Okay, what school do you go through here? Do you live here, Marion?
Yes.
Okay, what school?
I go to St. Mary's.
St. Mary's, a nice school?
Yes.
Do they have nuns, sisters?
No.
No, okay. Well, they've changed up their curriculum over in Catholic schools now. But I want to say, you blow that very well. Now, do you aspire to become a professional musician?
That would be nice, yeah.
Yeah, it looks like Daddy's trying to make sure that path will be open for you.
Mm-hmm.
What about playing? Are you all brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Okay, so what is it like playing with your brother?
It's fun, I like it.
Yeah, do y'all practice a lot?
We have a teacher, Mr. Miller, Neil Miller.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and so Dad comes in and he knows how to, he's a musician.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he keeps it together, right? Alexander?
Yes.
I love you, man, and keep doing what you're doing, man. I might have to buy one of your records. Oh, one of your albums. Nice talking to you, man. How about you? What's your name?
Sebastian.
Sebastian. That's one of those names that here in broadcasting we'll probably have to say, Friday, it's an all-new Sebastian. Only on Fox, you know, or only on WWGH, and you were here this afternoon. You've been blowing the trumpet, right?
Yes.
How long have you been blowing that horn?
3 years.
3 years also, huh? And you and your brother, and your other brother, whom we're going to talk to here in a second, you and your brother play well together, huh?
I guess.
Which one would think that they were the better musician? Between you and Alexander.
Alexander would think so.
He would think so, huh? Hey, man, I love you, Sebastian, for real. Now, do you aspire to become who's your favorite trumpet player? And I'm going to ask you about the same question about sax.
Myself.
You go, boy. That's what you call confidence. There you go. Yeah, self-esteem. That's right. That's right. You always strive to be the best, you know. Sebastian, rated R, under 17, not admitted. No, I'm just teasing. Come on over here, Ulster. You're the older guy, right? You're the older brother.
Yep.
And you're the man because you blow a clarinet, right?
Yeah.
Okay, what type of clarinet is that? Soprano?
I'm pretty sure.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, I'm thinking of another. I'm thinking of a sax that looks like it. What is that, the soprano sax, Daddy? The long one that Kenny G plays.
That's alto.
This is alto, yeah. Okay, another question. Now, of course, who's been playing the longest out of all of you?
Me.
You? So you got them interested in it?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, anyway, are you guys all in the same music class and attend the same school?
Yeah.
The Leshetsky brothers. And we can look to greater things, right? As y'all, you know, move on, progress in your abilities.
It's the Leshetsky family.
Well, the Leshetsky family, yes. I can't say brothers. She wasn't performing. That's the reason why I alluded to.
Yeah, she sang.
Oh, did you?
Mm-hmm.
I missed it. What's your name?
Ursula.
Ursula. I like that one, too. Hey, it's Sebastian and Ursula with my main man, Alexander, right? There you go, and I love you, man. Hey, listen, let me hear you. Just sing happy birthday. Give me the best happy birthday, because I missed you there. I was back there eating pizza, in which you're getting ready to do here shortly. Let me just hear a little bit of a happy birthday. That's Ursula, yes. J-Lo, eat your heart out. You are on the rise, that's right. And that's what you want to become, a performer, a singer? You sing for your brother's group, or the opening act like Selena back in the day? Yeah? Well, Ursula, is truly, now you do have a beautiful voice, okay? And keep doing what you're doing. Daddy, this is your proud family. Dad's like, no, that's all right. I understand. Dad's too proud to even, he's mixed with emotions. The Leshetsky family. Thank y'all for, and you know Scott Spears has an open door policy when it comes to great talent. So I just want you to know that Miss Mary Ellen and a host of other fine friends back there, and my man Sean and Terry and everybody, we appreciate you. And you guys are gifted and talented. Remember one thing, acknowledge God in all your ways, okay? You just say, thank you for my brother, thank you for my daddy, thank you for my sister, and thank you for my God-given gift. Because when I was on that highway corner, I told everybody, no matter what I looked like and how hideous and hot I looked, I said, I have a God-given gift of voice. And people would pull up and say, let me hear your voice. Let me hear you. And one day when that gentleman came up and said, here, I'm going to make you work for your dollar, say something, I showed out because I thought he was a movie producer or somebody. So I was like, when you're listening to nothing but the best of... I knew nothing about a viral video. I knew nothing about YouTube. I knew none of that. All I did was give my best. And that's what you guys did today. You gave your best, and it sounds good. Once again, here at WWGH, celebrating the 4th anniversary of the air date of, here in Marion, Ohio, with the lovely Mary Ellen, who signs all money. She's getting ready to sign my check at the end of the night.
And we've got a whole nother hour coming up. We will take a break here at 7 o'clock, but we'll come back tonight. Oh, Ted, we're going to talk about things you have no idea.
Oh, I'm ready. Oh, we got Linda back there. Now, I didn't know that we...
Linda,
come on over here and promo your voice of the community, is it?
All hiding out in the other room.
Come on in here, girl.
Voice of the people. Since day one, she's been here 4 years. Charlie, she's been here too, the whole
time. That's right, yes.
Charlie, boy, that's my cat.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess I don't know if Dad. Come on, y'all.
Hi, Sean.
Hi, how are you?
Oh, good. How are you doing?
Good.
Great.
Linda,
you've
been here since week number one.
Since week number one.
And do you have a favorite memory of the programs you have done?
Oh, let me think. There's so many of them. I mean, they're
four
great.
Years.
They're all been great. Mary Ellen, I had her when we were out at our first location. And she was one of my greatest.
Oh,
because I've always admired her, and I told her that. You know, we was in school, and a friend of mine, Charlotte Hunt, I think her last name was Hunt.
Yes.
She followed Mary Ellen from Marion to Columbus. I don't know how far she went with you, but she didn't go to D.C. with you.
Yes.
But that's how I knew her and always admired her, because she always had Charlotte with her.
You were true to your friends, Mary.
Yes,
Ellen.
Yes, she
well,
was.
Well, you know, she was with me, from Marion here all through the Ohio State Treasurer's office, and then she stayed with the state. She's still working for the state.
Is she? Okay.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Okay.
You know, Mary Ellen, I remember during the last election when we had on the lady who cast the Democratic ballot, the lady with the hat. Do you remember this?
Ruby Gilliam.
Ruby Gilliam.
Yes.
Remember she called in?
Yes. I couldn't get over that. I was trying to think of the name of her county. It wasn't Clinton. I can't think of it. It started with a C. But anyway, she was at the Democratic convention and did the pledge to the flag. And I'm sitting at home seeing Ruby. She went to every convention. She always had a hat that she had all decorated up. And she would have her picture in every newspaper all over the country. I mean, the New York newspapers and everybody printed her picture because she was terrific with her being a loyal, very loyal Democrat.
And then when, I think it was the following week, you came in and she called in during the program. That was a lot of fun.
Yes, and I went up to her 90th birthday, and it was after that she was at the convention, so she was over 90 when she was did the Pledge of Allegiance. And she's still going strong, you know.
With the hat and everything.
Yes.
Still moving along. We've also got Glenna Savage,
yes,
who very kindly came in. Her husband, Paul, did Charlie Ever's theme song, did Marge Hazelett's theme song, and many other things on the station. And for 3 years and 1 month, had the Heaven Express program, which was a great, great program here on the station. And we just lost Paul a very short time ago.
That's
on
right. He was on the air
22nd.
With us, and the next day he was gone.
Yeah, 48
yes.
hours later. Glenna, it's so glad that you were able to come out tonight, because we certainly cannot have an anniversary program without you and Paul, and we certainly think of him tonight an awful lot.
Thank you so much.
Yes,
a little
yes.
difficult to be here tonight, but
I
wanted to give my support because Paul did. You know, we love this station and all the people that are associated with it.
Well, he was just a such a generous guy. A generous,
yes, I think
intricate
so, he was.
Guy. And like I say, did the last program on Sunday, and 48 hours later, he was such a nice man. I just enjoyed him so much.
Well, he was certainly a man of God.
Yes. Yes, he was.
And that was how he lived his life. And I'm thankful that
yes.
I got to be blessed by him.
And Charlie, forever, you will be tied into Hillary Clinton's
that's
hair.
That's right.
Because of Paul Savage.
Hillary's wrinkles in her hair.
No, that's not right. Her wrinkles. Oh, here we go again, Mary Ellen. He's on Hillary again. Charlie's been on Hillary for 2 years.
What was this?
He's been... he doesn't like the Hillary's hair. I don't understand it.
Charlie doesn't.
He didn't like her hair.
Oh, well, that was it.
Well, you know, there was a time period I didn't like her hair either. It was when she was the Secretary of State. I thought maybe she didn't have time to have somebody do it, but she let her hair grow long, and she didn't look good with it that way.
Right.
And then when she ran for president, I thought her hair looked really good.
She finally got a hairdresser.
Yes.
A good one.
Yeah. Well, I tell you, it's really hard when for a woman running for office to keep...
To find the time.
Yes, to stay looking in good shape because you're on such a heavy schedule, you know.
Well, we have got a group here tonight. Mary Ellen Withrow, Charlie Evers, Ted Williams, Linda Sims, Glenna Savage, Terry Tackett, Adam Lepp. We haven't heard from Adam Lepp. We'll have to hear from Adam in the next hour. And a whole host here on the fourth anniversary special of WWGH Radio. Oh, we've got stories to tell next hour. You're not going to want to miss this. Oh, do you remember the time we couldn't get into the Rainbow Room? We got to tell that story and all kinds of other things. Again, this event is supported.
Big things. Big things.
Oh, my. This event is supported by L&P Cake Shop and Domino's Pizza. And we'll be back.
WWGH Radio LP.